Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Donovan Talks. I'm your host, Donovan. I got my guest here, TC.
Hello.
You can follow us on multiple media sites, Blind and Proud, Donovan Talks, Donovan Productions on YouTube, TikTok, Dominim76. You can follow me on Instagram, CharlesSmith545, and TikTok, not TikTok, Twitter. I have so many ones that begin with T, it's hard to do. But Twitter is CharlesD69. TC, would you like to do yours?
Yes, but here in a little bit because my phone is...
Alrighty, well, we'll just get started while we're having all kind of technical difficulties all this morning, so hopefully this will take place. But I was doing something a while ago, and it dawned on me because I have a friend that talks about this all the time. I want to say that I'm a Christian. I go to church twice a week, and I believe in God. And I listen to death metal. I listen to thrash metal and djent metal. For those who don't know that, that is really hardcore deep music, but I've always been into it. I have been into it for many years. There's many discussions about this, and I thought I would chime in a little bit about this, and there might be a part two because I would like to, some other people to chime in with this. But death metal, thrash metal, djent metal, it's music, everyone. It is all music. Rap music also gets a bad rap.
Yes.
And it's not bad. It's not bad. I will tell you, rap music has changed a lot. It really has.
Yes.
Well, no. Me and a friend of mine were actually talking about this yesterday. If you take the metal scene, the country scene, and the rap scene, and go back a few years, it's totally different. Now, rap music, as I grew up, had a storyline to them. I have a friend that's going to go see Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube and Ice-T, whatever they call them nowadays, Dr. Dre and all them. I can't believe they're still touring, but hey, more power to them. But he was saying, you know, there's a difference between the music, rap music now and today.
Yes.
Eminem actually has stayed the same. His stories, his rap stays in a storyline.
Yes, and I love that about Eminem.
Yes, but now if you hear some of these other bands or other artists,
they don't have the same feeling.
Well, they're getting like the death metal, they scream. Now, I will honestly say I love death metal, thrash metal, djent metal, but I don't listen to the lyrics. Number one, it sounds like somebody's sitting there over a toilet puking. But I love it. I love just the way they can get their voice in different pitches is awesome to me. But me being a drummer and I'm learning the guitar, I listen to the beat of the music. And the other day, I actually was talking to a group called Leveler. I was talking to Matthew, the lead singer, the vocalist. And I was telling him, I love their music because it soothes me. And without judging me or anything, he says, oh, please explain. You know, like curious, like how can this calm you down or relax you? And I told him, I said, the drums, the bass guitar relaxes me. And this is what he said. He says, I can understand that. It is a rhythm that is a different tone that can relax you. He says, I can actually see that. I thought, okay, here I am screaming at the top of my lungs. How's that going to relax somebody? And I said, well, I listen to the beat of the music. And he said, this is kind of like a mother's heartbeat to a baby. It can soothe you. I can see that. So me and him actually sat there and talked for about 15 minutes. I've talked to a couple other bands. I know Fist Fight. I know Leveler. I know It's Always Sunny in Tijuana. I've met those groups just in this last few weeks, and I talked to them all, and we all talk about how the metal scene is dying out. Because people think music, people listen to music and they say it's all devil worship and music. No, it's not. And there's actually a podcast, if you will actually do your research and look at it and do a lot of research, a lot of bands sing music just to grab people's attention. They don't believe in the devil. They might put these pictures up to look like Satan and all that, but they're really not into all that. I've actually got to talk to Rob Zombie from Rob Zombie, Rob. And he is very smart and very outgoing to talk to other people. Marilyn Manson. Okay, I'm just going to say he's weird. I'm sorry he is. But that guy is a freaking genius. And he knows his shit. And he's got a damn beautiful wife. But there's multiple discussions about how the music affects your mind. I think it depends on the person. I'm not going to blame it on the music. I'm not blaming it on the person. I think the person might have to have, they might hear it, and then they use their own judgment. So I'm not blaming the music. The metal scene is not getting blamed. They're getting blamed for all the murders. They're getting blamed for people going crazy, and it's not. Rap music, they say, is influencing murders and
drug use. And it's not.
No.
I mean, they talk about it a lot, but they're referencing it to a story.
Yes. It might be something that they went through and overcome.
Yep.
Or somebody they know.
Exactly. And, you know, it's nothing. The murder, and even Eminem said this in Criminal. So that's actually a good one to listen to actually realize what people think and
what's the one,
actual rapper thinks.
What would you say is a verse in there that they can, what is a good verse in that song that you can relate to that I don't know how to put it in words. What is it? Why do you like that song?
I reference that song to people who think that murdering is the main theme in songs. And it's really not. But that's just my reference song.
Okay. You got that one. I got one. It's by Slipknot, The Devil and I. It represents having the demon inside of you, and how do you fight to keep it in and don't let it out. It's not about devil worshiping. It's not about letting the demon come out and take over. It's about how to keep your demon at bay and overcome it. Another one is Aerials by System of a Down. Change your life. Change it for Mother Earth. Be one with yourself. Be one with God. People think a lot of these songs are about the devil. It's not. It's all about, and I'm going to say, everyone, I have brain trauma, so I don't understand a lot. So if I get into a song, I actually will pull the lyrics up and read it.
Right.
And that's how I can relate to a lot of them. So it's not the music that influences people to do this stuff. A lot of it has to be where you grow up. A lot of it is just what your mind thinks it is, and you think you would have to go into it just to, you know, oh, the music influenced me to do this. No, it's something inside of you that you need to work out because you have a certain issue.
Exactly.
Now, go ahead.
For rap music, I listen to Juice WRLD, and he uses a lot of drug references. I mean, you've heard his album.
Yeah.
I don't listen to it mainly for the lyrics. I mean, I do. I love the lyrics. But
keep talking. I'm looking for my sunglasses. Or I should say, filling for my sunglasses.
But it doesn't impair
him. Well, no, because it's how you interpret things and how.
Exactly.
I mean, I can sit here and listen to thrash metal and I don't understand a single word, but I will pick out the words devil all the time in it. Or, I don't know, I don't understand a lot of it, but I was actually listening to, and it was a podcast, and I forgot how I found it. And it said, like I was saying earlier, a lot of these bands put images on their albums to sell. They put a lot of lyrics in their albums to sell. It don't mean you have to go out and do it.
It's whatever is popular in your life right now,
Exactly.
and they're just sharing it to you.
I
That's it.
used to know personally, hung out with them all the time. It was my wife. My wife passed away, but it was my wife's cousin. They had a group called Fatal 13. It used to be the drummer for Evanescence. And a couple guys, they got together. Now, the vocalist there, Menace, I'm not gonna release his real name, but his stage name is Menace. He is a good guy. He really is. He loves his kids to death. He has two kids. Their kids grew up with my kids. My kid. Kids, whatever. My family grew up with his family. So they always knew each other. Now, did he believe in everything he said? No. Now, this is lyrics about slicing people's throats, digging their internals out, feeding it to dog. I mean, you name it, it was dark rap metal almost. But he says, I do it because it's what's popular right now. It brought in money. But does he believe it? No. He goes to church. He's all about his family. He had a wife. He's remarried now, but he stays in contact with his wife, his ex-wife. He loves his kids to death. He helps them, has a good job. He said it was just the music. I was bringing in people's attention. Honestly, I don't believe in it, but I love it. I could sit there and take a shower and listen to death metal, and I know my neighbors are going, holy crap, what is wrong with this guy? He just goes to church and then he comes home and does this. But TC can also vouch for this. I can sit here, put that music on, within 5 minutes I'm asleep. It does something to my brain to relax it. I even told my spiritual counselor that I listen to death metal. I'm sitting right in the middle of a church having a session. And he says, what kind of music do you listen to? I listen to death thrash metal. Okay, I can understand that. Can you please elaborate? And I said, because of the beat of the mute. I said, I told him, I said, I don't listen to the mute. I don't listen to the lyrics. Mostly because the music is overpowering it. And I can actually get that deep in my voice too, but I told him it's the rhythm that puts me to rest. But TC can also vouch for this. If I'm cooking, I will listen to variety of music according to what I cook. If I'm cooking Asian food, I have Indonesian and Chinese music going. If I'm cooking Mexican, I have my Mexican music going. If I'm cooking a Russian dish, I have Russian mafia music going. If I cook in Southern food, I have metal going. Y'all thought I was going to go to country, but I didn't. But okay, have you heard the country music nowadays?
No, I hate country. I will always hate country, and I will never listen to country.
Okay, but see, here's the deal, and this is why I wanted TC involved in this one. I'm in the metal scene; he's into the rap scene. My next door neighbor, I should have her on this conversation because she's into the country scene.
And some, pop and hip hop.
Well, I tell you, I don't like opera.
Oh, hell no.
It's just that will wake me up and make you mad. I'm sorry, I cannot stand that music.
Me
But
either.
there's people out here that love it.
My dad loves that stuff. I'm no way.
I just, but here's my relaxation music is from Bali, Chinese, and all that. And people say, well, that's the same thing as opera music. And I'm like, oh, hell no, it ain't. That's like night and day difference. One will piss you off, the other one helps you fall asleep. Well, both of them actually help you fall asleep, but I'm just not into the opera scene. So I thought it would be a good subject. I was actually taking a shower, listening to this music, and I thought, my, this might be a really good podcast. And like I was saying, I was talking to a friend yesterday that says the rap scene has changed so much that the storyline has almost left their music.
Yeah, so that's why I don't like most rappers nowadays. I try to stick to Eminem, you know, the older people. But there are some newer people sprouting, like Juice WRLD, and they're putting storylines in their music.
I like 2 Chainz. He seems like he had a good storyline with his stuff. Lil Wayne, I just like some of his music.
I
didn't
like it.
Well, I don't. Hey, well, sounds like he's getting poked from behind. But you know, it's just different music influences different people. From what rap music I may like, TC might be like, I'm out. But it's all about what he likes, what I like, and nobody can change our music taste. I have a JBL Flip 4. It's just a little round speaker. I put it in my pocket in my backpack, zip it up, because it's right next toward my head. I will crank my phone up as loud as I can walking down the street. I actually had a gentleman yesterday. Y'all, I kid this not. No, what day was it when I took my guitar to meet the bands? Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It was Friday night or Saturday night. So, let's just say Friday night. I had my music going. I had my electric guitar. I had my little amp. I have a Blackstar little amp that's probably about as big as my hand. It runs by batteries or electric. So I put that in my backpack. Put all my equipment in my bag. Had my guitar over my shoulder, in its soft case, to picture this. And I had my music going loud in my backpack. Well, when I get near people, I will be respectful and turn it way down. But I'm walking down the street. I did not even hear this guy coming. Well, he automatically assumes heavy tattoo, bald guy, death metal music blasting. He actually stopped me and said, "Oh, you one of them motherfuckers." Excuse my language. And I said, "Excuse me, sir? You one of them motherfuckers." And I said, "What do you mean, sir?" And he goes, "One of them head-banging Nazi motherfuckers." And this is a white older gentleman. And I said, "No, sir. I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Well, you got the music, you got the guitar, you got the tattoos, you got the bald head." I was like, "Sir, I listen to the music. I play the music. But it don't mean don't judge me just because I'm heavily tattooed, bald. You know, I keep my head shaved for a reason. There's a tumor on top of my head that I'm keeping an eye on. That my hair is thinning, and it's just cooler in the summer."
Yep.
Multiple reasons, okay? So, I'm being judged, and here I am blind. I can't tell you what this guy looked like. And I can't walk up to him and say, "Oh, you're an older gentleman. You must be rude as hell." No. I actually turned around, and I said, "I will pray for you, and I'm sorry that you feel that way." And I walked off, and he basically told me, he says, "Go F yourself." And I turned back around, and I said, "I'll pray for you," and just kept on walking.
Wow.
I mean, I got judged because of all my tattoos. All my tattoos have meanings behind them.
Right.
And I will tell you right now, when I have enough money, I'm getting more. You know, there's things that I want, and there's things that I will get because all my artwork represents something in my life. Like Mark's paw print on my wrist, and it actually has his name underneath it. You know, I have the coat of Germany. I have the coat of arms of Indonesia. I liked both of them, but I'm German. You know, I know somebody that's in Indonesia. Carolina's from Indonesia. We talked about stuff. I hope I didn't end that. We talk about stuff from Indonesia. That's where a lot of my food comes from. And I love what their coat of arms represents. Fighting for freedom. Freedom takes a while. That's why the bird has its wings. That's why the coat of arms, the brass knuckles, there's multiple steps in each of just that one artwork. There's at least five or six different meanings behind each one. The feathers, the count of the feathers, the colors, just multiple things of it. Just like the coat of arms of Germany that I have on my arm. It has three different reasons. My angel tattoo, angel wing tattoos, it's because my wife passed away. I have multiple tattoos for multiple reasons. Can I see them? Barely. Do I know they're there? Yes. And this is probably another subject that I can talk about. Why does blind people get tattoos? Because we can't see them. That's just something that we choose to do. It's just like metal. You cannot judge people because we listen to metal. We cannot judge people because of rap music.
Shouldn't judge people in general.
Exactly. Well, we can get into that one a different one.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is don't judge people because of the music we listen to. And if you're the type that's going to listen to the lyrics, take one step back and actually study the lyric. Because it could be mentioned a certain way. And if you don't understand it, actually pull it up on the internet. That's why we have internet.
Yep.
Actually sit there and study it and see what it actually truly means. And if you don't really know it, and if you don't feel comfortable with listening to it, then don't listen to it. Don't let this music go out and influence you to cut somebody's throat just because it tells you to.
Right.
And if you actually feel like you need to do that because of the music, contact me, contact the church, contact somebody that will help you. I can give you numbers, or I would be more than happy to talk to you to find a solution, because hurting somebody is not because of music. It's something deeper inside of you that you need to figure out what's going on, and it's more important for your safety, because, you know, you can go to prison, and prison's not nice. You know, you can end up worse than what your life is out here on the streets. Rappers. I don't know too much about it. TC can vouch for this one. He can probably chime in on this one. Rappers will talk about going to prison and doing good, or, you know, the gang life and all that. It's not fun. It actually can get you killed. You can hear it in their music. And honestly, it could be just like my friend. They can sing about it, but when that button from recording stops, it can too. You know, you can go out here and listen to like Eminem. He might be the rudest person there ever is on the radio, but he could probably be totally, totally different when he goes home.
Yeah.
Then again, I saw 8 Mile. I saw the struggles of his life. No one's had a good, well, some people's had good lives, some people don't. I grew up fighting every day. I fought every day. And then when I married my wife, it seemed to be all right, comfortable. There were still struggles. But when she passed, everything started going downhill until just the beginning of this year. And it's starting to come back. You're going to have waves. It's not the music. It's something in you that you need to figure out. And I just wanted to talk about that. Just, you know, it's actually coming up more and more that heavy metal music is influencing murders and people going psychotic. No, it ain't. It's the people. And there's always room to help. And don't blame it on rap music either. Rap music is not the problem either. It seems like metal music is for more of the murders. Rap music is more for gang, drugs, and murders.
I have some that I'm only gonna play the intro to, and like we won't get copyrighted or anything. But, while I'm finding it, you can still talk. But it's, you'll hear the lyrics in what I actually listen to.
And people, I mean, honestly, y'all can go in, look up Slipknot, look up Avenged Sevenfold, Whitechapel. I mean, I've progressed from Slipknot to Whitechapel. Suicide Asylum. Right there, their name, suicide, right there. It don't mean to go out and commit suicide. It's just to bring your attention. Suicide Asylum. Okay, let's go check them out just to see if they talk about suicides. Honestly, y'all, I don't know. I literally do not know just because I don't listen to the lyrics. It's more about, I'm in really into the bass guitar and I'm really into double bass drums. The faster the music, the better. It's just something totally about it. All right. Put your AirPod toward it like your ear. Well, right there, I've lost count how many times I heard of wasted, and I even heard the word Satan. Now,
And there's drug use and, but he's starting to tell a story.
yes. Now, TC played that. Y'all heard the version of his. This is mine. This is what I'm trying to pull this up. I'm trying to, this is my type of music. Okay, see? They're having a gun. See, that's the type of music I listen to. Now, people will tell me, how in the hell can you sleep with music like that?
Yeah, really.
Honestly, to me, you know what I heard? Bass drum. A lot. I pinpoint that out. I pointed out the bass guitar. I heard a gunshot. I heard the gun clicking. Do I know why he did it? Nope. Could I hear the lyrics? Nope. So I can't judge it on just that behalf. So, I mean, just honestly, everyone, let's stop blaming music for things that happen in this world and concentrate more on let's all be closer to each other and make more friends than enemies. There's people out here that are You think your life is bad? There's somebody out there that's a lot worse. Really, there is.
Because I still want to listen to rap music when I'm 40.
I plan on dying when I go when they close my coffin. I kid y'all not. There's a there there. I want there to be metal music playing. I'm that way. I'm all into it. I just think it's one of the things that I grew up on. And for my metal heads, please let me know where you're at. It is a dying breed out here. But I found out it's not dead in Colorado. Shit, y'all have risen from the dead. Y'all are coming out of the woodwork. And here's something else. Do you know I have been to two concerts in 2 weeks? And here I am blind. I'm in the middle of a mosh pit. I got knocked down. I swear the mosh pit immediately stopped and surrounded me until I got help up. And then it started again. The singer jumped over my head and was, out in the audience and everything. Once he figured out that he jumped over a blind guy, he came over, patted me on the back. Now he was singing, patted me on the back to make sure I was okay. His girlfriend came over and asked if I was okay, gave me a hug, and I mean, it is totally different.
That's awesome.
I don't know how the rap scene is.
So, I mean, I've never been to a concert, so I can't really judge.
Yes.
I eventually do want to go.
Snoop Dogg is coming. Mm. He's going to be at the Red Rock Amphitheater. For those who are in a rap, Colorado, Red Rock Amphitheater, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. I don't know.
You have to figure that out.
Yeah, well, it's coming, I think, this weekend or it's very, very soon. But here's my thing, though. Here's all these headbangers, metal, you know, the music like you just heard. When somebody goes down, okay, a lot of people that part just keep dancing. But here's a blind guy, goes down, they surrounded me until a couple people helped me up.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't know where to place my hands or anything to get up, you know. And I had two females with me. A band member that was in a previous, you know, act number one was singing. They got off stage. They knew they had met me and my two friends outside. Well, they come over and talk to us. Well, a mosh pit started in. Him and another one of his guitarists, they got on either side. They still let us mosh because they just like, blind people are moshing. This has got to be the funnest shit we've ever seen. Let's let them have their fun. They actually asked, can we please have your canes and put it on the stage so they don't get broken? That way you can still have your fun. Yes. I can actually say mine was on the stage of Leveler. Okay. Am I like a kid in a candy store? Hell yes. The Leveler touched my cane. They also autographed my shirt and they sat and talked to us.
Yeah.
But the previous bands got down, kind of got behind us. A couple of them got in front of us. So if we needed help, they were there. This is actual band members getting them out and among the crowd, enjoying it with their audience and me and my two friends that are total blind. So they're not like, oh, you're blind. Let's scoot you to the stage or let's scoot you way over here so it can mosh. No, we actually clotheslined one of the runners. We have the mosh pit, which is people that slam into each other. And then we have the runners that running back and forth to run into each other. Well, I guess the one guy really didn't see me and my friend, and we clotheslined him. And I'm getting a phone call. Okay. So it's totally, totally different. The phone call I'm getting is actually the one that's got me involved with it. So it's all about the metal scene. Let's have fun with it.
Yeah.
It's all about rap music. Let's have fun with it. Opera, if you're into that, I'll pray for you.
Yeah, really.
It's about what you like, though. I'll still pray for you. My country fans, y'all kind of getting more into the rap. It's actually weird, you know. So I will actually have a part two of this when I can actually get my country friend in here and get her involved with it as well. So please follow me on my other sites. I just had a business call that and friend that needs to talk to me, so I'm going to have to end this a little early. But, you know, follow us, contact us if you want to ever talk about something on here, and God bless you.
Yep.